The state's inspector general released a scathing report yesterday saying numerous security and oversight problems at the state prison in Dannemora in northern New York contributed to the prison break of two murderers last year. The escape of inmates Richard Matt and David Sweat from the Clinton Correctional Facility on June 6th last year led to a massive three-week-long manhunt in which Matt was shot and killed by state police. Sweat was shot and captured. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has more on the inspector general's report.
Inspector General Catherine Leahy Scott's report says the belongings of staff were supposed to be routinely searched, but were not, allowing prison employee Joyce Mitchell to smuggle in some of the tools the inmates used in their escape. Mitchell herself was not adequately supervised, leading to her grossly inappropriate relationships with the inmates, the report says. Guards also failed to regularly count inmates in their beds during the nighttime, contributing to the hours-long delay before the two inmates' absence was discovered. The report says simply doing a nightly bed count would have foiled Matt and Sweat's escape plot. Instead, the report says the corrections officers falsified reports saying that they had done the counts. Cell searches were infrequent and too cursory and hasty, the report finds. And prison officials almost never inspected the prison's tunnels or catwalks, routes the inmates used to get away. Leahy Scott also calls into question the agency's ability to oversee itself, saying its own internal investigations unit was compromised because too many of the inspectors are former prison guards who are reluctant to speak ill of former colleagues and supervisors. The IG says she believes several employees committed criminal acts, and she's referred the cases to prosecutors. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.